Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters and with me is Jesse Hurley.
Hi, I'm Wick. Good morning.
I'm intrigued to hear what you have for us today. What do you got for us?
This episode is called Rob Ford's Crack.
You know how much I fantasize about Rob Ford's crack. This is
everybody does.
Right, of course.
Exactly. So I've been desperate to talk about this because this is one
You've been desperate to talk about Rob Ford's crack.
Exactly, yeah. So it's been on my mind a lot since we started this podcast. So this is one of the few political news stories that broke from Canada to be global news.
Well, yeah.
And it's just fascinating because he is the least Canadian or stereotypically Canadian politician you could ever imagine.
Right.
And somehow he was the mayor of you know, Canada's largest city for 4 years. It's mind-blowing.
It is. I mean, I don't actually know a lot about the story other than there was crack involved, but like...
Exactly. Okay, so should we go into it? Because I think there's a lot to get through on this. It's just a crazy story.
Yeah. Yes, let's do it. Bring it on.
So
entertain me. Wake me up.
Robert Bruce Ford.
Can we just call him Bruce?
Was Bruce. No, his name's Rob. Let's call him,
Rob. One of my mother's ex-boyfriends, his name is Bruce. And if we called him Bruce from now on, I think that would make her very happy, as if we were talking about that Bruce.
But that's also very confusing for the audience, because
right.
They know him as Rob
right.
Ford.
Okay, sure. Fair enough.
Podcasting is about niche interests, but that's too niche, Jesse.
It's too niche. This is a podcast strictly and only for my mother. That's exactly. And she doesn't listen. Yeah, no.
So he was a Canadian politician and businessman who served as the 64th mayor of Toronto between 2010 and 2014. Now, the story everybody knows him for, the timeline of events, before right. It was known to the public, on February the 17th, 2013, Mayor Ford was recorded by Mohammed Siad smoking crack cocaine from a glass pipe.
Now, I've seen that video. Sorry for interrupting you, but I've seen... Now, why on earth would a mayor who is currently mayor, right? Now, this didn't happen 10 years prior. This happened in the middle of his mayorship.
Mayordom?
Yeah. He saw the guy. There's no way he didn't see the guy filming him.
But I know. So, right? So also, Siad also records a video of himself describing the recording and also like a YouTube intro on how to secretly record or even catch a mayor smoking crack. Like a YouTube
tutorial. Oh, he did it secretly. He did it actually. Oh, so, it wasn't like right in his face. Okay.
No, he was being very subtle. He probably made it look like he was sending a text message. But also I love the fact that he was going to do like a YouTube video. How to catch a mayor smoking crack. Check it out. Subscribe to my channel.
If you want to see, actually, if you want, for all you Gen Xers, I don't know, what's the word for people younger than us? Youth. If you want to secretly film someone with your camera, you just have to pretend to be taking a selfie or be doing like pretend to be putting on different filters on Snapchat. You can hold your camera right in front of your face and just make a bunch of faces and pretend to swipe your thumb. Meanwhile, you're recording the person right in front of you.
Are you trying to inform children and younger people how to use social media? Because I'm pretty sure they're better than you are at social media.
Yeah, but but they want to know how to secretly film people who are smoking crack in front of them.
All right. If you want to stitch up an elected official, then just pretend you're doing something. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So basically, this is the moment that happens. So no, Mayor Ford at the time, he had a serious addiction issue. He was drinking a lot. He was obviously smoking crack as well. And it's quite... I mean, you know, he's known for making some terrible mistakes, saying some awful things, and generally speaking, not being a great mayor. But he right. kind of he was an addict essentially, and didn't have proper treatment as an addict. So there's a sad side to it too. He didn't get help. He just so happened to be an elected official of a major city while he was on a downward spiral because of that addiction.
Well, okay. Well, that is.
Which
sad,
is, which is sad, but at the same time, how this story plays out is just crazy.
All right. So, why, okay, good. I'm glad that's not the end of the episode. Like,
no, no, that's not the episode. So
let's end on a down note. Yeah.
So he was obviously filmed smoking crack. The following month, a police wiretap of a conversation between Mohammed Siad and Siadin Abdi. They were discussing the fact that they tried to sell the video to Ford. They were trying to blackmail him into paying for the video.
Oh my God.
And they'd
paid.
They were asking for $150,000, and Ford's counter offer was $5,000 and a new car. They didn't say what car. If it was like a supercar, but I imagine it was probably like a Ford Focus or something.
Right.
Just a hatchback and $5,000 in the trunk. So in May that year, a Toronto Star reporter, Robin Doolittle, and Kevin Donovan, they met Mohammed in the back seat of a car in a parking lot. He was a member of a gang called the Dixon Bloods, and he showed them the cell phone video three times and that he was going to sell it for a six-figure price. And his plan was to sell the video and then move to Alberta in some elaborate plan that we have no information about. So,
okay, right.
I need to sell this video of the mayor smoking crack so I can move to Alberta. That was his play. This news had broken, and Mayor Ford was basically surrounded by press as he was leaving his home on his morning drive to City Hall.
So they didn't have the video at this point.
They didn't have the video. They'd seen it. They weren't gonna, existed. Yeah. So
he wanted six figures for it.
Six-figure price for it. So Rob Ford said, "It's absolutely not true. It's ridiculous." And he said, "It's just another Toronto Star whatever," which is a dig at the Toronto Star. I don't think he likes the Toronto Star.
So hold on. The guy, he went to the Toronto Star? Yeah, but so good. We're selling it to the press. He went to the Toronto Star. Aren't they a tabloid magazine?
You got to start something. Yeah, but this is perfect. Mayor smokes crack is like a tabloid story.
We don't need proof for that at all.
So, the American website Gawker then set up a fund called Cracks.
Hold on, the American web. I'm making fun of your accent. What is it?
Gawker news website.
Gawker.
G A W K E R. Gawker.
Gawker.
There we go. So they set up a fund called Crackstarter to raise $200,000 to purchase the video. And this kind of exploded then. Even though no one had seen the video, everyone was talking about the fact this video existed. It was featured on Jay Leno. It was featured on Jon Stewart's show, Jimmy Kimmel at the time. So it
the
was
fact
kind
the
of
video existed, but no yeah, one had- yeah. Seen it, right, okay.
Exactly. And then Doug Ford, Rob's brother, said, never has a Canadian politician or his family been targeted by the media in this way. Because obviously nobody had seen the video. They were just trusting the word of two journalists that it existed.
Right, yeah.
So Mayor Ford then fired his chief of staff because he'd suggested that the mayor should go to a rehab center to get help, because he was obviously so he was one of those people who stood up and said, "I think you need help. You need to go and get some treatment for your addiction."
So he wasn't one of the people who was like, "Show us the video." He was like, "Hey, let's actually get this guy some help." Like the only person who was like
the only person in his life who stood up to him and said, "You need help," that was then sacked immediately. And then
even though by this point there was still no proof, or did he just knew him very, very well? And
yeah, I guess he was there seeing this downward spiral, because there's lots of stories about Rob Ford being very drunk at town hall and like causing scenes and saying ridiculous things. And, you know, he was a lot of the things that happen when you abuse substances, you know, you behave in a way that isn't always socially acceptable. And he was seeing those things. Yeah. He said, "You need help." So, and the press were asking him questions. He said, "I do not use crack cocaine, nor am I an addict of crack cocaine." He was refusing to resign. And did you know that Rob and Doug Ford had their own news show in Toronto?
I did not.
So they
come on. This is me you're talking about. Yeah. How much do I know about politics? Like
they had a talk radio show called News Talk 1010 Radio,
and it was Coffee Talk. Yeah,
just the two of them talking about I don't know, politics and stuff. So he was the mayor.
One of them was the best mayor. Crack. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Just reviewing Toronto's crack. So
Blue Smurf is particularly good. I recommend that. And the clouds. Oh, exactly. My God. And the high lasts for twice as long. It's, it gives us 5 stars from us. Yeah.
On this radio station, they talked about the fact that Rob Ford had actually posed for a picture with the people he was smoking crack with. So this photo existed on social media, and they tried to downplay us, saying that, you know, Rob always poses for pictures with young people. And Doug Ford, his quote was, "Rob has taken thousands of pictures with the young black men with their hats on and their funny little signs and everything else," which is in itself a terrible statement.
Hold on. They're funny little signs. What does that mean?
He's talking about gang signs. which is one of the most.
I can't even.
At the time, so at this stage, they ran a poll and it showed that 36% of people still supported Rob Ford at this point, even though this was happening and they were saying those awful things on the radio show.
There's a phenomenon that I've read about, believe it or not, about politicians. Yep, I actually read something about politicians once, which, and again, it has to do with hero worship and vilification. If you view a politician, it doesn't have to be a politician, but in this case, if you view a politician almost godlike, like if you revere them, if you don't just like their policies, but like could easily be swayed somewhere else if someone else is doing a better job, but if you kind of worship the job that they're doing, worship them as like as a god almost, like if someone brings to you facts, actual facts, that they're a horrible person or doing horrible things, not opinions but hard cold facts, it messes with your mind in some way in which you are then more, you revere them even more. They become even more godlike to you. They become even more impervious to wrongdoing. And just like you would vote for them twice if you could after that point. It's actually a proven, it's a phenomenon. I forget the term for it, but psychologists out there, my mother.
Gullibility.
Probably, I'm going to get a text from a mother telling me exactly what this phenomenon is called. I know.
This episode is so tailored to your mother.
It is. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Jesse's mother. So the police raided the people who had the video on their phone. The police actually raided their home because it was technically a crack house under a pre-dawn raid called Project Traveler. And
who comes up with these names?
I don't know.
Is there a guy whose job at the police station to just come up with names for raids? Is that it? That's his whole...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. So yeah, sure. I would have called it Project Uncover the Phone with the Crack video on of Rob Ford. Just because it's too obvious. They go, that can't be true. So hiding in plain sight. So the police raided and they actually got hold of the devices and everything with this, but they kind of refused to confirm whether they'd raided it because of the video or because it was related to drugs. They were very kind of they weren't making any public statements at this stage because lots of people were protesting, saying that Ford needed to resign, but he still refused. He said, "Everyone has seen the allegations. I wish I could come out and defend myself, but I can't."
So hold on, they found the phone and the video and they still wouldn't release it?
But the police kept a secret because it was part of an investigation. And basically, Rob Ford, there's no reason to resign. I'm going back and I'm going to go back and return my phone calls and be out there doing what the people elect me to do. That's save taxpayers' money and run the great government that we've been running for the last 3 years. And smoking crack.
I've got a question. Now, I guess this is subjective, but was he actually doing a good job?
I think he was really like good at being with people. Like one of the things that like I found out about him was that if you emailed with a complaint, he would just turn up at your house to discuss it with you. And he was like the mayor of Toronto. So he was, there was a
stoned out of his mind.
Exactly. Have you got any booze? I'm all out. So, but I think if it wasn't for the substance abuse and the addiction, then there was somebody there who seemed to have a genuine charisma with people. So I mean, I'm not of that political kind of inclination personally for the kind of things he's like him and his brother stood for. But at the same time, if someone's got a connect, if someone's good. No, I don't agree with crack. But anyway, he.
I like that you had to on the show. You had to publicly declare you're against crack smoking. That's
I am against crack. I mean, just generally speaking, unless
I'm
it's
on the fence. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's, who knows?
So on November the 5th, months and months after this all kicked off, he finally admitted that he smoked crack, but he couldn't specify ever remembering doing it. And he said, probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago. And then when they asked him, so he said, I don't remember. I do lots of things, maybe. You know? And then what they asked him so long to finally admit, he said, I wasn't lying. You didn't ask the correct questions. But I'm pretty sure they did ask him, did you smoke crack? And he said, no, I didn't. So I don't know what the correct questions. Did you not smoke crack? Or... Well, I did not smoke crack, so I don't know.
The question should have been, like, what he was asking for is, like, did you get blind drunk and then do whatever drug was handed to you and not remember it the next day? That should have been the exact... Exactly. That was the question he was looking for. Was, yeah,
and is... Vice magazine apparently published an article. Apparently the video was starting to float.
Sorry. I just have a question. So when he admitted this... Did he step down from mayor?
He still didn't resign.
He was fired to go to rehab. Did he go to rehab?
No, he wasn't fired. He's still the mayor. He was refusing to resign.
Okay. So no, this is back like before.
This is November the 5th. So like 6 months after.
So he never resigned. He never went to rehab.
He's still hanging on as mayor. He still hasn't been to rehab. And then obviously the video starts to float around online and Vice magazine.
Well, he had to release it at some point. Your videos on your phone can't just suddenly appear on the dark web. Like the guy has to at some point be like, fuck it. And just send it to somebody.
But I think the video was like on a file sharing site privately, and Vice magazine published an article saying that Ford's communications director had hired a hacker to try and delete the copies online. Just so to make sure it didn't exist.
Yeah, they know how the internet works real well. That's
But then what happened was more videos started to appear. So there was him drunk shouting at people. More instances of him being extremely inebriated and saying things like, I need fucking 10 minutes to make sure he's dead. And that was just one of the lines.
What? He said that?
He said that when he was drunk.
Oh my God.
And then even that 36% of people, the public was turning against him. So at a Remembrance Day parade, he was greeted with boos from the veterans. And one veteran refused to shake his hand on Remembrance Day. And then if that wasn't bad enough, the Toronto Santa Claus parade organizers sent a letter basically saying he wasn't invited because it would be a distraction from the anticipated fun and enjoyment that the children will have on parade day. So, you know, things, if you get...
I mean, they could have got him to dress up as Santa.
No one would have known. So.
No one would have known it was him. It was just kind of roll around in his giant throne while they carry him down the street, and he could like ho, ho, ho and barf off the side and everything Santa Claus does. So like it'd be, it would have been the perfect cover, honestly, I think, but they missed opportunity.
And then by November the 13th, the council finally asked Ford to take a leave of absence, which he refused. And 76% of Torontonians wanted him to step down. And then November the 5th, Toronto City Council stripped Mayor Ford.
I actually think it's Trontillians.
Trontillians from the Trontillian sector of the Ontarian nebula.
They can't, how come he wasn't just sacked?
Because he's...
Do we not have that power?
Well, that's what elections are for. Usually, if you're an elected official...
If you're elected in, nothing can take you down.
November the 15th, Toronto City Council votes to strip Mayor Ford of executive committee and emergency powers. But before this, because he could see that everyone was turning against him, just before this council meeting, he gave each of his staff a $5,000 pay rise.
In an envelope that says, shh. written in it in big black marker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
and then a new video resurfaced where he was in a restaurant and he was using a heavy Jamaican accent and swearing at people. What? In and he later admitted he was drinking in the video.
Hold on. What?
I know. And then a second crack smoking video came out.
No. Wait. Thick Jamaican accent?
He was basically drunk doing a thick Jamaican accent.
That's all you've got on that? No.
I've got a transcript of it. Do you want to hear the transcript?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. And this is to him talking about the chief of police, Chief Blair. Cocksucker, fucking Chief Blair. That man cheats me around for 5 months, man. Bumbuck lot. And this is all in a Jamaican accent, which I can't do. I can't do a Canadian doing a Jamaican accent. Me and him, leave me alone. They got 5 months for him. And I'm trying to tell me, bro, we're counter-surveilling the guy. You know what I mean? He's hiding there. He's hiding here. I'm hiding here. Ooh, we don't fuck off. You know how much money that cost him? I said, bro, just no money, money, money. Bumper clock. Man, I swear to God, honestly, man. It's seriously shit, man. It's seriously shit, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Toronto. But he never, so he actually did eventually go to rehab. He still didn't resign, but he went to rehab for 2 months and then came back. But at that point then, it was revealed that he'd been diagnosed with cancer and he died like a year and a half later of cancer. So he,
oh my God.
So he kind of, and I find really sad is that he obviously, like this happened and he was obviously already was battling with some, he had some demons he was fighting with addiction.
Yeah.
And then this obviously probably made it worse, like, you know, to have this, to be kind of trying to dig in the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And then obviously there's just this, his life ended. He was like 46, I think, when he died.
Oh, that's sad.
Which is sad.
So this podcast is going to end on a down note. Oh, yay.
Yay. But there were some high points, hopefully.
Crack, cancer, and Jamaican accents. That could be the title of the show.
I like Rob Ford's crack better, but
I do like Rob Ford's crack. Yeah. So
it's got a ring to it. Oh yeah, that was good comedy.
Thanks for depressing me. That was
good.
That was fun.
Good old Rob Ford.
Yeah.
So if you've enjoyed this, then please go and review us, rate us, and go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com for our incomplete website.
It's an amazingly incomplete website, and it will probably stay that way for a long time. You can check out how incomplete it is and then go and write a comment in Apple iTunes about how Apple Podcasts about how incomplete our website is.
Or you can comment on Jesse's laugh, which
does for some reason. I don't
know. It splits a room.
It does.
Much like politics.
My laugh is the most talked about thing on our comments.
So, oh, good, cool. Anyway, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.